In a world where women's health information is often shrouded in taboo and misinformation, Dr. Anita Mitra's The Gynae Geek emerged as a revolutionary guide. This bestseller quickly became a favorite among celebrities like Emma Watson and Adele, who praised its straightforward approach to demystifying female anatomy and health. Dr. Mitra, a London-based gynecologist with over a million social media followers, wrote this book during every spare moment, on trains, during night shifts, even on beaches, because she recognized a desperate need. Women were making health decisions based on Instagram influencers rather than medical facts. The book's cultural impact has been profound, sparking conversations in women's circles everywhere and challenging the silence around topics like periods, discharge, and sexual health that affect half the population daily. Female anatomy remains surprisingly mysterious to many women. One of the most common questions Dr. Mitra hears is whether a patient's vagina looks normal, though what they actually mean is their vulva. This confusion about basic terminology often prevents women from seeking medical help or understanding their bodies. The vulva refers to all external genital structures: the mons pubis, fatty tissue protecting the pubic bone, the clitoris, containing 2 to 3 times more nerve endings than the penis head, the urethral opening, explaining why women get more UTIs due to shorter urethras, the labia majora, outer lips, and labia minora, inner lips that vary widely in size and symmetry, and the perineum, area between vaginal opening and anus. Internal structures include the vagina, a 7 to 9 centimeter elastic muscular tube that connects the vulva to the cervix, and the uterus, often described as an upside-down wine bottle with the large part being the body and the neck representing the cervix. The uterus is made of smooth muscle that contracts not just during labor, but also during periods and female orgasm, which explains why some women experience period-like pain after sex. The fallopian tubes extend from the top of the uterus, like long ears, remarkably mobile in collecting eggs from the ovaries. They're not directly attached to ovaries, but open into the pelvic cavity, creating a pathway for infections to spread. Your ovaries house your entire egg supply, 2 to 4 million at birth, gradually decreasing with age, with only a few thousand eventually being released through ovulation. Despite what pornography suggests, there's enormous variation in what's normal for vulvas. Labia minora are meant to be visible outside the labia majora and are rarely symmetrical. This natural diversity has been forgotten in our airbrushed media age, leading to unnecessary anxiety and even surgical corrections like labiaplasty. As one professor wisely noted, if you think your labia are too long, stop shaving off your pubic hair and you're unlikely to think so. Your menstrual cycle is far more than just a monthly inconvenience. It's a vital sign reflecting your overall health, comparable to blood pressure or temperature. A typical cycle averages 28 days, but can normally range from 21 to 35 days, with variations being common and natural. The cycle begins with menstruation, when the uterine lining sheds because pregnancy hasn't occurred, triggered by complex hormonal changes involving estrogen and progesterone. Many women don't realize that period blood can be various colors: pinks, reds, browns, and blacks, all of which are normal. The color depends on how quickly the blood exits your body. The longer it takes, the darker it becomes as it oxidizes. Bright red usually indicates fresh blood flowing quickly, while darker shades suggest slower flow. Your flow typically starts heavier and gets lighter over 3 to 7 days as the lining sheds, with most women losing between 30 to 80 milliliters of blood during their period. The choice of menstrual products is highly personal and should align with your lifestyle and body needs. Menstrual cups collect blood inside the vagina and are environmentally friendly, but may create a vacuum that could potentially dislodge contraceptive coils. They can last up to 10 years, making them cost-effective. Tampons are convenient, but may be uncomfortable for women with conditions like endometriosis or those with heavy flows. Organic options are available for those concerned about chemical exposure. Pads remain reliable, with unscented versions recommended to avoid irritation. Modern alternatives like period underwear offer additional choices, combining comfort with sustainability. Tracking your cycle provides valuable insights about your body, from energy levels to mood changes. Dr. Mitra recommends apps like Clue that help recognize symptom patterns throughout your cycle, including physical symptoms like breast tenderness, cramping, and emotional changes. This information helps doctors make diagnoses and prevents being caught unprepared. Many women report increased energy and creativity during certain phases, allowing them to optimize their schedules accordingly. Irregular periods often signal underlying health issues such as PCOS, thyroid disorders, or stress-related hormonal imbalances. When periods occur less frequently than every 3 months, oligomenorrhea, it's time to consult a doctor. Extremely heavy flows, severe pain, or bleeding between periods also warrant medical attention. For teenagers, irregular periods can be normal for up to 5 years after they begin, which explains why doctors may not immediately investigate a 15-year-old with irregular cycles. However, tracking these early patterns can help establish what's normal for each individual and identify potential concerns early on. Understanding your cycle's phases can help you work with your body rather than against it. The follicular phase, before ovulation, often brings increased energy and mental clarity, while the luteal phase, after ovulation, may require more rest and self-care. This knowledge enables better planning of activities and self-care routines throughout the month.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, affects up to 1 in 5 women and is diagnosed when you have 2 of these 3 criteria: irregular/absent periods, signs of excess meal hormones, excess hair/acne, and polycystic ovaries on ultrasound. Importantly, PCOS doesn't typically cause pain even when ovarian cysts are present. PCOS isn't a single-cause condition, but a complex interplay of genetics and modern lifestyle factors. About 70% of sufferers have insulin resistance. Their bodies produce insulin, but tissues respond less effectively, forcing increased production. This excess insulin drives ovaries to convert estrogen to testosterone, stopping ovulation and causing symptoms like acne and excess hair. While PCOS has no cure, symptoms can be managed through lifestyle changes and medication. Rather than focusing solely on weight loss, Dr. Mitra emphasizes improving diet and exercise habits. The Mediterranean diet is ideal, providing balanced nutrition with good quality carbohydrates, adequate fiber, and healthy fats. For exercise, consistency matters more than specific routines. Medication doesn't cure PCOS, but helps manage symptoms. The combined oral contraceptive pill regulates monthly bleeding and reduces excess testosterone, improving acne and excess hair. However, it doesn't treat the underlying condition. Once stopped, irregular periods typically return unless lifestyle changes were made. Hypothalamic amenorrhea, HA, is another common cause of missing periods, especially among young, fit women committed to healthy lifestyles. If you're stressed, undernourished, or overexercising, your brain shuts down the hormones that stimulate ovulation. From an evolutionary perspective, this makes perfect sense. Mother Nature recognizes that a stressed-out woman doesn't need the added burden of pregnancy. Beyond the obvious fertility concerns, hypothalamic amenorrhea poses serious risks many women don't realize. The lack of estrogen increases your risk of brittle bones and heart disease. This is particularly critical during your teens and 20s, when you should be building peak bone strength. Once you pass 30, you can't catch up on lost bone development. Many women suffer silently with terrible periods, unsure if their experience is normal and too embarrassed to seek help. Yet heavy periods affect 1 in 5 women, and doctors are comfortable discussing these issues without judgment. Heavy periods can be identified by changing pads/tampons hourly for several consecutive hours, needing both a pad and tampon simultaneously, bleeding longer than 7 days, or any excessive bleeding that interferes with quality of life. The UK's National Institute of Health and Clinical Excellence emphasizes this last point. What matters most is how your period affects you, not what's normal for others. About half of heavy period cases have no identifiable cause, dysfunctional uterine bleeding. The remaining cases may be attributed to various conditions, including fibroids, PCOS, bleeding disorders, excess weight, thyroid problems, endometriosis, or using a copper IUD. Period pain, medically termed dysmenorrhea, affects up to 90% of menstruating women. It's caused by prostaglandins, chemicals that trigger small uterine muscle contractions to help expel period blood. The pain usually centers in your lower abdomen, but can radiate to your back, buttocks, and thighs. Treatment options include over-the-counter painkillers. Studies show ibuprofen is particularly effective. Hormonal treatments like the combined pill, which reduce prostaglandin production, and the hormonal coil. Exercise, even just a good walk, can significantly help reduce period pain. Simple heat application via a hot water bottle provides relief, though overuse can cause skin discoloration, often a sign of severe underlying pain that might indicate endometriosis. Vaginal discharge causes significant anxiety for many women, yet it's completely normal and serves important functions. Women typically produce 2 to 5 milliliters of discharge daily, which changes throughout the menstrual cycle due to hormone fluctuations. This amount can vary significantly between individuals, with some women experiencing more or less discharge while remaining perfectly healthy. After menstruation ends, there's initially little discharge due to low hormone levels. As estrogen levels begin to rise, discharge becomes thicker and creamier, usually white but sometimes yellowish or grayish. The consistency during this phase is often described as lotiony or paste-like. Around ovulation, discharge becomes thin, watery, and stretchy with an egg white consistency, often in surprising amounts, sometimes requiring panty liners. This type facilitates sperm movement through the cervix by creating optimal conditions for sperm survival and transport. After ovulation, discharge becomes thick and sticky, forming a protective cervical plug that helps prevent bacteria from entering the uterus. The protective properties of discharge are remarkable. It contains multiple immune components, including immunoglobulins, antimicrobial peptides, and defensive proteins that actively fight against STIs and infections. The vagina hosts a complex ecosystem of beneficial bacteria, the vaginal microbiome, primarily dominated by various species of lactobacillus. These bacteria produce lactic acid, maintaining an acidic environment, pH 3.8 to 4.5, that inhibits the growth of harmful organisms. Different women have different dominant species of lactobacillus, influenced by factors like genetics, diet, and hormone levels. While discharge variations are normal, certain changes warrant attention. Thrush, a common yeast infection, produces distinctive cottage cheese-like white, pale yellow, green discharge accompanied by intense itching, burning, and irritation. The texture can range from slightly clumpy to obviously chunky. Bacterial vaginosis occurs when unhealthy bacteria overgrow and suppress beneficial lactobacillus, producing thin or creamy discharge with a characteristic rotten fish smell that often becomes stronger after sexual activity or during menstruation. The self-cleaning nature of the vagina is often misunderstood. Discharge, combined with the natural downward movement of secretions, effectively removes dead cells and maintains vaginal health. Feminine hygiene products, despite marketing claims about being pH-friendly, can disrupt this delicate balance. These products, including douches, intimate washes, and scented products, often strip away beneficial lactobacillus and natural protective oils, potentially leading to increased infection risk. Even vigorous external washing with regular soap can alter the normal bacterial balance, creating a cycle of increased irritation and discharge. The best approach is gentle external cleansing with water alone, allowing the vagina's natural cleaning mechanism to function undisturbed. Without contraception, 84 out of 100 sexually active couples will get pregnant within a year. Despite this, many educated women are abandoning reliable methods like the pill for less effective approaches like withdrawal, often influenced by natural wellness trends. The combined oral contraceptive pill, COCP, contains synthetic estrogen and progesterone and works by preventing ovulation. Despite media criticism, it offers effective contraception plus benefits like lighter periods, less pain, improved acne, and reduced PMS. Studies show it reduces risk of bowel, endometrial, and ovarian cancers, with users having 4% less overall cancer risk. Contrary to popular belief, hormonal contraception is completely reversible with no long-term impact on fertility. Pill users, ring users, implant users, and those with Mirena or copper coils don't take longer to conceive than condom users after stopping. The contraceptive injection is the exception. Fertility can take up to 10 months to return, occasionally up to 2 years, though there's no permanent effect. Non-hormonal options include condoms, 82% effective with typical use, the copper coil, which creates a toxic environment for sperm and eggs without harming female reproductive tissues, and fertility awareness methods, which have a 24% failure rate and work best for women with very regular cycles. Several factors can reduce the pill's effectiveness: diarrhea and vomiting, detox teas that accelerate bowel transit, charcoal in trendy drinks that binds medications non-selectively, and various medications, including certain epilepsy drugs, antivirals, antibiotics, and St. John's wort. Always inform healthcare providers about taking the pill when receiving other prescriptions or supplements. Cervical screening is our best defense against cervical cancer, yet many women avoid it from fear. It's not a cancer test, but detects abnormal cells before they become cancerous. The UK lifetime risk of cervical cancer is 1 in 135, and proper screening dramatically reduces this risk. Cervical cancer is caused by human papillomavirus, HPV, with 15 high-risk types that can cause various cancers. Dr. Mitra describes HPV to patients as the common cold of the cervix. Nearly everyone gets it, but most clear it quickly. By age 50, 90% of women have had high-risk HPV, yet only 0.75% develop cervical cancer because most immune systems eliminate the infection. When HPV persists, it creates cellular changes called cervical intraepithelial neoplasia, CIN, which we detect through smear tests. These precancerous changes typically take 10 to 15 years to become cancer, giving us multiple screening opportunities to catch and treat them. The HPV vaccine provides stronger protection than natural infection, lasting over a decade. The current vaccine protects against HPV 16 and HPV 18, causing 70% of cervical cancers, plus HPV 6 and HPV 11, causing genital warts. Despite anti-vaccination campaigns, the HPV vaccine has strong safety evidence. STIs remain one of healthcare's biggest taboos. Many people claim they've never had an STI, but admit they've never been tested. You can't know without testing, since many STIs are asymptomatic. Importantly, cervical screening doesn't test for STIs. Specific tests at sexual health clinics are needed. Chlamydia, the UK's most common STI, shows no symptoms in about 70% of infected women and 50% of infected men. It's transmitted exclusively through sexual contact, making barrier contraception and STI screening essential. Left untreated, it can lead to pelvic inflammatory disease, PID, which occurs when bacteria spread upward from the vagina to the uterus, fallopian tubes, ovaries, and pelvic cavity, potentially causing chronic pain and infertility. Getting pregnant has become increasingly medicalized, despite being natural for most couples. While 1 in 7 couples struggle with fertility, 84% conceive within a year of regular unprotected sex. The rise of commercial fertility checks often creates unnecessary anxiety. With the exception of the contraceptive injection, all hormonal contraceptives allow immediate return to fertility. After stopping the pill, many women return to regular cycles immediately, though some take a few months to establish a pattern. Commercial fertility checks typically include hormone tests and ultrasound scans. Tests like anti-Müllerian hormone, AMH, were designed for IVF patients and don't accurately predict natural pregnancy chances. As Dr. Mitra warns patients and friends alike, fishing for problems might find them, even when they're irrelevant for the 6 out of 7 couples who conceive without issues. Having regular, unprotected sex 2 to 3 times weekly is recommended when trying to conceive. You're fertile for 5 days before ovulation and 24 hours after, with your highest chance of success actually being 2 days before ovulation. Diet significantly impacts fertility. Women eating fast food frequently take longer to conceive, while those consuming plenty of fruit get pregnant quicker. The Mediterranean diet has proven most effective for fertility in both men and women, providing essential fiber, vitamins, fats, and proteins for healthy sperm, eggs, and pregnancy. Despite the overwhelming market for fertility supplements, there's little strong evidence they increase pregnancy chances or decrease miscarriage risk. Focus on getting nutrients from a healthy diet instead, with a few exceptions. Folic acid, non-negotiable for women trying to conceive. Vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, crucial for fertility, bone, and heart health. And omega-3 fatty acids, supporting egg quality, ovulation, and implantation. Egg freezing was originally developed for young women facing cancer treatments that could cause early menopause. Now, as many delay motherhood for career and financial stability, social egg freezing has gained popularity. Your eggs decrease in number and quality with age, making conception harder and increasing risks of miscarriage and chromosomal abnormalities. Freezing eggs stops the aging clock at the point they enter the freezer. Eggs frozen at 30 and used at 40 carry the same risks as a 30-year-old's. However, there's no guaranteed success. Not every egg will survive freezing or create a good quality embryo. While your eggs don't age in the freezer, your body does, increasing pregnancy complication risks like diabetes and high blood pressure. Stress extends beyond psychological factors to include physical stressors like sleep deprivation, constant busyness, overexercising, excessive caffeine, and yo-yo dieting. While short bursts of stress are natural, our bodies aren't designed for the constant stress of modern life. This ongoing stimulation of cortisol and related hormones impacts the production of other hormones, ultimately affecting gynecological health. The brain-vagina axis, Dr. Mitra's patient-friendly term for the HPA axis, describes how the brain communicates with adrenal glands to produce stress hormones that interact with female hormones. Evolutionarily, stress signals shut down the menstrual cycle to prevent pregnancy in unsafe conditions. Stress typically delays ovulation, pushing periods back or stopping them entirely, though some experience earlier periods due to shortened luteal phases. This happens because cortisol production depletes progesterone. Chronically reduced estrogen from stress can weaken bones, particularly concerning for young women still building peak bone density. Diet significantly impacts women's health, yet we rarely connect food with gynecological conditions. Body composition matters more than weight. Fat tissue produces excess estrogen, causing heavy periods, PMS, and increasing cancer risk, while also promoting insulin resistance. Lean muscle, however, is insulin sensitive, increases metabolism, burns fat, and builds stronger bones. Female hormones are made from cholesterol, so very low-fat diets can prevent your body from producing essential estrogen and progesterone. We've become unnecessarily afraid of fats, often choosing low-fat alternatives that contain more sugar and fewer nutrients. Exercise reduces risk of diabetes, heart disease, depression, dementia, and helps with period pain. Walking is highly underrated and free, counting toward NHS-recommended 150 minutes of weekly moderate activity. Public Health England recommends muscle-strengthening activity twice weekly. Weightlifting is excellent for women, despite outdated notions that it's not for women. It won't make you bulky unless specifically training for that. Sleep is one of the most undervalued medicines, yet it's free. Society has come to view sleep as almost shameful, with successful figures boasting about surviving on minimal hours. However, lack of sleep causes early death and contributes to chronic health problems. The menstrual cycle affects sleep quality, and conversely, sleep patterns can impact hormonal balance. Sleep quality typically worsens during the luteal phase and just before menstruation. Normally, body temperature drops to signal sleep time, but luteal phase temperatures run slightly higher, causing night sweats and disrupted sleep for some women. The premenstrual progesterone drop affects sleep quality, since progesterone promotes melatonin production. Throughout the Gynageek, Dr. Mitra emphasizes the importance of women understanding their bodies and becoming active participants in their healthcare. Knowledge is power, and accurate information allows women to recognize when something isn't right and seek appropriate help. Many women suffer unnecessarily because they believe severe symptoms are just part of being female. 1 in 5 women experience heavy periods, and help is available. Period pain that significantly impacts your life isn't something to endure stoically. Effective treatments exist. PMS and PMDD are legitimate medical conditions, not just jokes or exaggerations. The book challenges numerous myths. Withdrawal isn't reliable contraception. Emergency contraception doesn't cause abortion. The pill has health benefits beyond contraception that aren't widely publicized. Hormonal contraceptives don't harm long-term fertility and don't require breaks. And many contraceptives that reduce or stop periods are still healthy options. Dr. Mitra encourages women to view food as nourishment that equips bodies for essential functions, including hormone production and menstrual health. Both yo-yo dieting and emotional overeating are damaging. We need balance. Our diets should adapt to our hormonal cycles and busy lives. She concludes by reminding readers to value their bodies. They're the only ones we've got. Understanding your anatomy, recognizing normal menstrual patterns, knowing that discharge is protective, choosing appropriate contraception, getting regular cervical screening, understanding fertility basics, and prioritizing lifestyle factors like stress management, nutrition, exercise, and sleep are all essential components of women's health that every woman deserves to understand.